हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्
Recording in progress
ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
विश ऑल अ वेरी हैप्पी श्रीरामनवमी
ॐ रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेधसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीसीतालक्ष्मणभरतशत्रुघ्नहनुमत्समेताय श्रीरामचन्द्राय परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे
Early morning, I had a text message asking for this in Vishu Sahasranama. How is it said that just merely uttering one name, Rama, Panditehi Pattete Nityam? So one name is said to be equivalent to all 1,000 names. Then what about the effect of chanting 1,000 names? Then I give this answer. The word Ramaha means the one who revels in oneself, Swayam Ramate, Anyan Ramayati, Swasmin Ramate iti Ramaha. Rama is the one who revels in oneself. Who is the source of happiness? Who is happiness himself? That by being a source of happiness makes others happy. So for a wise person, Rama is the very self. So wise person, if he utters only Rama, that is actually expression of his vision, which is a culmination of doing all chantings. For a pandita is okay. For others, even if a person chants Ramanama one name, not Ramanama, any one name, with a focus attention, is more effective than chanting the whole 1,000 names with a distracted attention. That's another meaning. Another meaning is, when a person doesn't have any time at all for anything, at least chant one name. But chanting 1,000 names is tavaha. Chanting one name is japaha. Japa is more efficacious in steadying the mind. That word is good. But chanting 1,000 names, again, seeing the meaning of each word is seeing Ishvara being the whole. The more you see Ishvara as the whole, more one can thin one's ahankara. It's being ascent.
Prajnanam, we have to, Om.
It's happening, Swamiji. Om Bhadram Karne Vishrunuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashye Makshabharyajatraha Sthirai Rangai Istushtuvagam Sastanubhihi Vishema Devahi Tayyadayuhu Swastina Indro Vriddhashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishvedaha Swasti nastarkshyo arishtanemihi, swasti no brihaspatir dadhatu, om shanti shanti shantihi. Prajnanam shupratanai sthiracharanikaravyapi bharvyapyalokan, bhuktva bhogan sthavishtan, punarapidhishanod bhasitan kamajanyan, pitva sarvan viseshan, swapiti madhurabhung, mayaya bhojayanno maya sankhyaturiyam. Paramamrutamajam brahmayatannatosmi Yo vishvatma vidhija vishayan Prashyabhogan sthavishtan Paschachanyan samati vibhavan Jyotishasvena sukshman Sarvanetan punarapishanai swatmanisthapayitva Hitva sarvan viseshan vigata gunaganaf patraso nasturiyah. So having presented the 9 karikas, as analysis of the 7th mantra, Gaudapada Acharya made very clear that it is the ignorance and ignorance caused erroneous perception bind an individual. One cannot escape being a Vishwa, being a Prajna and Taijasa. As a Prajna, also there is a problem of total ignorance where self-ignorance is there. As a Taijasa, one has, even in dream, one has this problem of ignorance. Ignorance causes erroneous perception. Of course, in the waking state, as a Vishwa also, every individual has this problem of ignorance. Ignorance causes erroneous perception. The bondage is caused by this ignorance, and ignorance causes erroneous perception. Otherwise said to be agrahanam and anyatha agrahanam, or nidra or sopnaha. It is the turiyam which alone, turiya chaitanyam, which is adhishthanam of Vishvatajasa prajna, which is distinct from all the three, which alone is in the home of all the three, is free from ignorance and ignorance caused erroneous perception. So in the wake of the knowledge of turiyam being one's own self, ignorance resolves, ignorance caused error also resolves. Then just by the mere discovery of the rope itself resolves the snake. Here the samsara resolves in mere discovery of this turiya chaitanyam obtaining as one's own self. This is the main teaching he presented. Now the first part of the Upanishad teaching is over. Why? Because until this 7th mantra, from the 3rd mantra onwards, Upanishad presented the analysis of the Atma, presenting it as the one having 4 padas. Now hereafter, the analysis is going to change. We are going to see the analysis of the Omkaraha. So initially it was said, Sarvam hi etad omityetad aksharam idam sarvam. Om ityetad aksharam idam sarvam. one sentence. All the T series Om. Then what next sentence? All the T series Atma. Atma eva idam sarvam. Atma eva idam sarvam. All the T series Atma. So both sentences state one fact. In all the T series, one adhishtana satyam. Just pure consciousness, pure awareness. So here, therefore, Om being all, Atma being all, everything, Om and Atma are not two different entities. Om is a single syllable which is the Abhidhanam, the name, and Atma is the meaning of the word Om, Abhidheyaha. Abhidhanam and Abhidheyaha. So until now, we had the analysis of the Abhidheyaha Atma. Now we are going to see the analysis of the Abhidhanam Omkaraha. Which one? No, no, we are going to do it. I'm just introducing the teaching. Introducing. Now we are going to Omkara. No, I'm just explaining. It's just introduction. We are going to see, I'm saying. Now, Atma Vichara is over. Atma Vichara is over, which is the Abhidheya Vichara. Abhidheya Vicharaha means what? Enquiry into the meaning of the word Om. Abhidheyaha means a meaning. Now you are the meaning of the word Shambhudananda Saraswati. Like that. So word is Abhidhanam, meaning is Abhidheyaha. Atma is the Abhidheyaha, the meaning. Abhidhanam is Om. We can say, Swamiji, the entire Mandukya Prakaranam presents the analysis of Om in terms of the analysis of the meaning of Om and in terms of the analysis of the word Om. Analysis of the meaning of the word Om, analysis of the word Om should finally culminate in giving us the vision of the Turiyam Chaitanyam, the Adhishtanam of the word and its meaning. Adhishtanam, this very existence, that the source of existence of the word is pure consciousness, Turiya Chaitanyam. The Adhishtanam of the meaning of the word also is Turiya Chaitanyam. Existence is the same. That which, the source of existence, which is the consciousness, are one and the same. So, analysis of the Abhidhanam, analysis of the Abhidheyam, Abhidheyaha, should give us the vision of the only Adhishtanam. A word is always a revealer. Meaning of the word is the revealed. Between the word and the meaning is a revealer, revealed connection. Pratipadana, pratipadaka, pratipadya sambandha. Isn't it? So here, so this revealer, revealed division is there only in this objectively real, empirically real, manifested world. Whereas, in this revealer-revealed connection remains unmanifested in potential condition, in unmanifested condition. Whereas, in Turiya Chaitanyam, this revealer-revealed connection, division is not there. So, Turiya Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, being the very existence, essence, substratum, adhishtanam, of the revealer word and the revealed form, the meaning, revealed word and the revealer, revealed form is distinct from, free from this revealer, revealed division. Consciousness is free from revealer, revealed division. Abhidhana, abhideya, bheda is not there on the part of consciousness. That we have to remember. Now, this omkaraha is the abhidhanam. What is omkaraha? A monosyllabic word consisting of three sounds is the word, a single syllable is a word, a meaning of which is Atma. So Atma is Abhidheyaha, Omkaraha is Abhidhanam. And this Om, of course, in all the Upanishads uniformly presented as only Alambanam for a symbol for both Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma, which means it can serve as an object of meditation upon Sagunam Brahma Ishvara. It can serve as a means of contemplation upon even the truth of the universe obtaining as one's own self. And here, therefore, until now, until the seventh mantra, Upanishad presented only Abhidheya Vicharaha. Of course, Omkara Vicharaha, but predominantly in terms of, the focus was mainly on the enquiry into the meaning, that is Atma. So there Atma was presented as the one having four padas. Now, hereafter, we are going to present the same analysis of the very word Omkaraha. So now we can say, Abhidheya Pradhana Omkara Vicharaha. Both are Omkara Vichara only. Abhidheya Pradhana Omkara Vicharaha was presented until now. When you say Abhidheya Pradhana means, so the importance was on the meaning in analysis of Omkara, giving importance on the very meaning of Omkara, Atma, was presented first, which is Abhideya Pradhana Omkara Vicharaha. Now we are going to see Abhidhana Pradhana Omkara Vicharaha. It's only Omkara Vichara, but in terms of its enquiry, predominantly in terms of the meaning and predominantly in terms of the very word itself. We are going to see here. Therefore, Omkara Shabda Vicharaha, Omkara Pada Vicharaha, Omkara Shabda Artha Vicharaha is Atma Swarupa Vicharaha. Omkara Shabdartha Vicharaha is equal to Atma Swarupa Vicharaha. Omkara Padartha Vicharaha, Shabdartha Vicharaha is equal to Atma Swarupa Vicharaha. Now, Omkara Pada Vicharaha, Omkara Shabda Vicharaha is going to be presented hereafter. Anyway, here, Adhishtanam, the very substratum which is to be arrived at, is the same of Om, the word, and Atma, the meaning. Isn't it? So, all the forms constitute the universe. Atma is the consciousness, is the adhishtanam for all the forms. The same consciousness implied by the term Turiyam is the Adhishtanam for all the words also. So the only Adhishtanam being there for all the forms and the names. See, forms and names are inseparable. Names, the forms, their meanings are inseparable. So the Adhishtanam of forms and names is one and the same. That's why forms are non-substantial, names are non-substantial. The substance which lends existence to the forms and names is Turiyam Chaitanyam, which is the Adhishtanam. Okay. With this understanding, let us see here. Here, it is possible for the comparing the Omkara or equating Omkara to the Atma, because Atma has four padas. Atma is present as the one having four padas, and Omkara also is consisting of four components. Three sounds and one silence aspect. Okay. So here, the akara, akaraha, ukaraha, makaraha are followed by this silence. The silence, what is silence? Akara is a sound. Ukara is a sound, a vowel sound. Makara is also a sound. The silence is absence of sound. And silence is said to be the Adhishtanam of akara, ukara, makara. It is possible for one to mistake silence to be what? Absence of sound. Then this our Pura Pakshi Shunyavadi will be very happy. Oh, silence is equal to absence of sounds. Therefore, Shunyam. Absence means Shunyam. It is possible for him to happily accept Shunyam as the Adhishtanam. Therefore, no, it is not the absence of sound. The two reasons are given. It should be understood as the consciousness which witnesses the Shunyam, which witnesses the absence, is the Swarupam of Adhishtanam of the Om. So silence is the direct meaning. The implied meaning is this Shabda Abhava Sakshi Bhuta Chaitanyam. Shabda Abhava Sakshi Bhuta Chaitanyam is implied meaning of the silence. The consciousness obtaining as the witness of the silence. Shabda Abhava Sakshi Bhuta Chaitanyam. Shabda Abhavaha, absence of sound. And that is silence. So Sakshi Bhuta means that which is the form of a witness. So consciousness obtaining as a witness of the absence of sound is implied meaning of the word silence. Can also say silence also implies actionlessness. So silence is the swarupam of the consciousness. It is not the absence, very nature of the consciousness. Therefore silence implies consciousness only. That's also we should remember here in this context. It is this consciousness which is the Turiya Atma, Turiyam Chaitanyam. The Adhishtanam is one and the same. Anyway, so with this understanding, let us enter into the text here. So let us do the 18th Karika before we enter into this. Whatever introduced today, I give it as introduction to the next portion. As they came in my mind, Samaji, I should complete all the portion, start the new thing. So the 17th karika, let me go back to the class. The 17th karika, it was made very clear. Advaitam, the word Advaitam is used there. In the wake of the knowledge of the Turiya Chaitanyam obtaining as one's own self itself, the duality resolves. The knower known division resolves. Because this world of duality does not exist at all, absolutely. It's only appearance. It's only appearance. So, the discovering the Turiya Chaitanyam obtaining as one's own self, will it resolve the world of duality? The question comes, yes, it will resolve. Because if this world of duality exists really, it is not possible to negate this world of duality. If it is unreal also, it need not be negated. Because it is as though real, it has to be resolved. And it will become resolved in the wake of the adhishthanam of this world of duality. This Turiya Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, happens to be the adhishthanam of this non-dual reality, happens to be the adhishthanam of the world of duality. The world of duality does not have existence outside of reality. Therefore, it's only appearance. So, Shankara Bhagavad Pada made very clear in his, the word Advaitam, what is there absolutely is only non-dual consciousness. Paramarthataha Advaitam eva asti. He said that, Maya matram idam. Idam maya matram, idam dvaitam maya matram, paramarthataha advaitam. It's a very beautiful sentence. What seems to be there is duality, which is not real, but what is absolutely there is only non-dual reality. And he gave the example, because this world of duality is not really there, it's only appearance, it resolves in the wake of the non-dual reality. Exactly like in the wake of the knowledge of what is this rope, the snake becomes resolved simultaneously. The second different effort need not be made to resolve the snake again. Similarly, the vision of the Turiya Chaitanyam itself is enough for the world to be resolved, duality to be resolved. Because absolutely what is there is non-dual reality made very clear. Again, I have to tell you this much to come back to this 18th karika. So the student's division, doubt is nanu. And the word, this word nanu comes, it's an expression of doubt. The query. Shasta, shastram, sishyaha iti vikalpaha, katam nivartate. How does this doubt become removed? What doubt? This division in terms of the Shastra, the teacher, Shastram, the teaching, and Sishyaha, the disciple, the taught. Teaching, the teacher, taught. Division. How does this division become removed? If what is absolutely non-dual reality? For that, the answer is given in the 18th karika. 18th karika removes the possible doubt that can arise in the mind of a student about the division of Shastram, the teaching, teacher, and the taught. There's division. The teacher is different, the taught is different, and the teaching is different. There is difference. How does this division become resolved in the vision of the non-duality? And is given, Vikalpo vinivarteta. Vikalpo vinivarteta. Kalpito yadike nachit. Kalpito yadike nachit. Upadeshadayam vado. Upadeshadayam vado. Jnate dvaitam na vidyate. Te dvaitam na vidyate. Vikalpo vinivarteta. Vikalpo vinivarteta. Kalpito yadike nachit. Yadike nachit. Upadeshadayam vado. Shadayam vado. Jnate dvaitam na vidyate. Tam na vidyate. See, vikalpaha vinivarteta. Vikalpaha means division. Sa vikalpaha means with the division. Nirvikalpaha means without division. So vikalpaha means division. Vikalpaha vinivarteta. This vikalpaha, the division, can go away if it has been imagined or projected by someone. It only in the division is only in the mind. What he says, upadeshat ayam vadaha jnate dvaitam na vidyate. Ayam vadaha upadeshat means what? Upadesha is teaching. This division itself is accepted by the Shastram only for the purpose of teaching. Because when a person begins in his, here as a Shishya, disciple, he is ignorant. For ignorant disciple, the teaching has to happen to resolve the ignorance. For that purpose, this division is accepted. So this division is not permanently accepted by the Shastram. Division is not accepted permanently by the teacher. But this division is retained temporarily for the purpose of teaching. The teaching has to culminate in giving him the vision of non-dual reality. When the vision of non-dual reality happens, the very wake of the vision itself, this duality also will resolve. Jnate dvaitam na vidyate. Ayam vadaha. This discussion of the division being there in terms of the teacher taught and the shastra teaching itself is only for the purpose of teaching. Upadeshaha. And this upadesha teaching should result in giving him, giving the student a vision. So in the wake of the vision of the truth, it will resolve. So resolving itself, the teaching will resolve itself in giving him the vision. Jnate dvaitam na vidyate. Jnate dvaitam na vidyate. In understanding, jnate, once the truth is understood, the truth being what exactly is, when in the wake of the knowledge of the truth, what is understood, dvaitam is not there. It's exactly like in the wake of the knowledge of what is rope, it doesn't take very long for the snake to crawl and go and get in, emerge into the rope. Simultaneously, the rope resolves. The duality also will resolve. Isn't it? That is the teaching. Okay. What does Shankar Bhagavad say? Let us see. Vikalpaha vinivarteta yadi kenachit kalpitaha syat. This vikalpa division in terms of teacher taught student will resolve if it has been created, projected by someone. Yatha ayam prapanchaha maya sarpa maya rajju sarpavat maya rajju sarpavat. Just as this universe is like the false rope snake, isn't it? What is this universe? This universe itself is like the false rope snake. Rope snake is not real, it is false. Similarly, this universe is what? Also not real like the rope snake. Similarly, tatha, in the same way, sishyadi veda vikalpaha api. Sishyadi bheda vikalpaha. This division of the student being different from the teacher, teacher being different from the teaching, this also pratibodhat prak yeva. Only before, only until the understanding happens. Pratibodhat prak. Before the understanding of the teaching alone, this division is temporarily accepted. Just because the teacher is teaching, shastram is there, the disciple is teaching and listening, this difference is there. Is this difference real? No. It is not real. Pratibodhat prak eva. Upadesha nimittaha. Okay. This vikalpaha is upadesha nimittaha. This division of the teacher taught and teaching, the difference is accepted, retained only before the attainment of knowledge. For the purpose of teaching only. That's why every day we say, no, Swamiji, we begin our class, Ishvaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagini. Salutations unto Bhagavan, who alone is in the form of Ishvaraha Guruhu Sishyaha. Ishvara is Brahma, Sishya is Brahma, isn't it? Guru is Brahma. There's nothing other than Brahma here, which is Turiyam Chaitanya Mahatma here. Therefore, Upadesha Nimittaha, Shankaracharya makes it very clear, it's only Upadesha Nimittaha. Yes, there is division. This division is not real. It is not unreal also, because it's happening. The teaching is happening. The teacher is there, taught is there, teaching is there. The division is not unreal. It is not real also from the standpoint of the reality. So, he says, prak pratibodhat. Pratibodha means knowledge. Before the knowledge alone, until the knowledge takes place alone, upadesha nimittaha. Upadesha, only for the purpose of teaching, this division is temporarily accepted by the shastram. Atah upadeshat ayam vadaha. See the sentence in the karika. Upadeshat ayam vadaha. That is not very clear. So Shankara Bhagavata makes it very clear. Upadesha nimittaha. This division is retained. Vikalpaha. Sishyadi bheda vikalpaha api prak pratibodhat eva upadesha nimittaha. Atah upadesha dayam vadaha sishyaha shastra shastram iti. Okay. Upadesha karye tu jnane nirvritte. When the knowledge takes place as a result of the teaching, upadesha karyam, the benefit, the effect of the teaching is what? Rising of the knowledge. Jnane nirvritte. when the knowledge rises as a result of the effect of teaching, paramartha tattve jnate. When the knowledge of the absolute reality takes place as a result of the teaching, dvaitam na vidyate. Dvaitam does not remain anymore. Dvaitam will simultaneously resolve in the very non-dual reality. This is a teaching. So here, Arimal Swamiji's example. Suppose when we are in dream. In dream, the huge elephant comes with a huge trunk, frightening, chasing you. You run and run and run. Want to escape. And then the fear of being chased by the elephant is such that you wake up. It goes, the fear is such intense that it even wakes you up from sleep. But as soon as you wake up, you were chased by elephant or not? Yes, experience is there. Experience is there. that you are being chased by elephant is in your thought, which is non-separate from you. The elephant is in your thought, which is non-separate from you. You, the non-dual reality. There's elephant chasing elephant, the chased you. Both where the division was there. Both were in the thoughts only. Chased elephant was in your thought. Chased you, your own form also was in your own thought. Once you wake up, what woke you up? The fear of being chased. The elephant woke you up. It resulted in waking up. After waking up, as a waker, you're so relieved because the chased chasing elephant, the chased you, are just in you. You are different. The waker, you the waker, are distinct from, free from the fear caused by the elephant. The elephant, the chased, even dreamer. Similarly, the teaching, you know, chases away. Once you wake, it should result in what? The whole teaching is like happening in dream, Swamiji. And wakes you up. You wake up, you see yourself as consciousness, Turiyatma. You are no more dreamer, sleeper. As Turiyatma, the standpoint of Turiyam, you see, oh my God, there's no teacher outside of me. Teacher was in the thought. Teaching was in the form of thought. The thought disciple also in the form of a thought. The awareness, pure consciousness, which is the Marsarupam. I am very consciousness, in which this teacher taught division is not there. Isn't it beautiful to know this? Anyway, this is the teaching. With this 18th Karika teaching is over, the portion is finished. Sorry, Swamiji, I came with the teaching home to her. Anyway, I've clarified it. So let us enter into the next portion. Here, 8th mantra. We had to begin with the 8th mantra today. Abhidheya pradhana omkaraha chatushpadatmeti vyakhyataha yaha. So, it is said here, abhidheya pradhana omkaraha chatushpadatma iti vyakhyataha. Yaha atma vyakhyataha. The atma who has been explained or unfolded as the meaning of the word Om, before discussed, that Atma, which Atma, Abhideya Pradhana Omkaraha, Chatushpad Atma. So, the Abhideyam, Abhideyaha, the meaning of Omkara is Atma. That Atma was discussed as the one having four quarters, Chatushpad Atma. Therefore, previously what was presented was the analysis of Omkara only, but in terms of, predominantly in terms of its meaning, Atma having four quarters. Page, okay, sir. Yeah.
344 below.
So, here Swamiji, the analysis is not presented as the Atma analysis. The whole Mandukya Prakaranam presents only the analysis of the Omkara only. But, as the meaning of the word Om, analysis of the meaning of the word Om, which is meaning analysis of the Omkara, Atma, then analysis of the word Om, two analyses are presented here. Analysis of the meaning of the word Om, which is Omkara Shabda Artha Padartha Vicharaha. Then next analysis, Omkara Shabda Vicharaha, Omkara Pada Vicharaha. Both are analysis of the Omkara only. But when you say Omkara Shabda Artha Vicharaha, when you say it is analysis of the meaning of the word Om, it is enquiry into the meaning of the word Atma. It is Atma Sovichara. Enquiry into the essential nature of the self. Okay. Now, Vyakhyata Yaha. So Yamatma Adhyaksharam. So yamatma adhyaksharam omkaro bhidana matra omkaro dhimatram padamatraha matrascha padaha akaravukaro makarayiti karavukaro makarayiti. Okay. So already I said few things as before. Again went back to the 18th karika. So omkaraha is the abhidhanam, atma is the abhideyaha meaning. So understanding the essential, understanding adhishthanam of omkara, substratum of the omkara, is understanding the adhishthanam of the everything. So just as names, forms and names are inseparable, Om and Atma are inseparable. So, the forms, the adhishtanam of the forms, adhishtanam of the names is one and the same Turiyam Chaitanyam. Therefore, both these analyses should help us arrive at the adhishtanam, the only adhishtanam, the only substratum, the only truth, which lends existence to both words and their meanings, the forms. So here, which means Omkaraha is actually, here we are going to see, is equated to the Atma here. Omkara is equated to Atma. Definitely there is difference between Omkara and Atma. What difference? Atma stands for the whole, all the forms. Omkara stands for all the names, all the words. The same time, equation means there must be some similarity. So what are the similarities between Omkaraha and Atma? we have to see here, because equation has to be done means there are similarities. Without similarities, equation cannot be done. Therefore, first of all, what is the similarity? Atma is one. The only reality is implied by the term Atma. And Omkaraha also is one syllable, one word. Atma is one, Om is also single syllable, one syllable. Then, this Atma consists of four padas, as Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Turiya padas. Omkara also is presented here as the one having four components, three sounds and one silence aspect, which is called Amatraha. And each component of Omkara is said to be Matra. So, that is four. As Akara is one Matra, Ukara is one Matra, Makara is another Matra, and silence is meant by the word Amatra. Okay, this is second equation, second similarity. Thirdly, we can say the Atma consists of first three padas of the Atma. Prathama pada, Dvitya pada, Tritya pada are different from each other. Distinct from each other. Similarly, Akara, Ukara, Makara sounds are distinct from each other. The third similarity. And fourth is, it is Turiya Chaitanyam, Atma Swarupam, Turiya Chaitanyam is all pervasive. All pervasive means suppressed reality. And here, the silence also implies the same Turiya Chaitanyam, which is all pervasive of all the sounds, all the words. The consciousness, the Turiya Atma, is pervasive of all the forms, and the same Turiya Chaitanyam, implied meaning of the word silence, is also all pervasive of all these names in terms of sounds. The fourth similarity. Then, the Turiya Chaitanyam, which is Nirguna Atma, Nirgunam Brahma, from which alone Saguna Antaryamishwaraha, Saguna Hiranyagarbheshwara, Saguna Viradeshwara manifest. Nirgunam is the source of manifestation, from which alone Antaryamishwara, then Hiranyagarbheshwara, Viradeshwara become manifested. Similarly here, this Amatra, which stands for the silence, that silence implying the pure consciousness alone, is Nirgunam, Nirgunam Chaitanyam, from the same Chaitanyam, from which alone, from silence implying consciousness, all the sounds also become manifest. Sounds are manifestations of the consciousness, which is of the nature of silence. Again, Adhishthanam being the same, this is how we have to see the similarities. Then, of course, what is the form of the Turiya Chaitanyam? Formlessness, abstractness is the nature of the Turiya Chaitanyam. So also formlessness is the same nature of this silence. The silence and Chaitanyam are one and the same. This is another similar aspect. Then we have to say this Antaryamishwaraha, Hiranyagarbheshwara or Viradeshwara or Vishwa Tajasa Prajnas, all these are qualifications superimposed upon the attributeless Chaituryatma. And here also, akara, ukara, makara, sounds, the words are superimposed upon Chaitanya Om here. Which means the saguna aspect, sagunam is superimposed, sagunam is superimposed upon nirgunam. The superimposition of saguna upon the nirgunam in both cases. Then so just as the Tuya Chaitanyam pervades all forms, Omkara pervades all the sounds. So sounds not exist outside of Omkara, forms not exist outside of the Tuya Chaitanyam. Therefore, we can say Om and Atma are one and the same. Om is all pervasive whole, and Atma is also all pervasive whole. This similarity is being there. It is possible for Omkara to be equated to Atma, respectively, upon all four padas of the Atma. Okay. With understanding, let us now see the mantra. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada does not want to say there is analysis of Omkara. There is analysis of Omkara. But he wants to say the whole Mandukya Prakaranam presents two analysis. What are the two? One is analysis of the meaning of the word Omkara. And analysis of the word Omkara. Earlier, the focus, the importance was given to the analysis of the meaning. And the second, the focus is on, the importance is given to the very word, the later analysis. That's what he says in the very opening sentence. Now, what is the mantra?
Soyamatmadhyaksharam Omkarodhimatram Pada matra matrascha padaha.
When you want to chant the mantra, we don't put visarga there, okay?
Soyamatmadhyaksharam. Omkarodhimatram Pada matra matrascha padaha Akara ukaro makara iti.
Okay. First, you see, let's break the mantra now, words, okay? Words of the mantra. Saha ayam. Soyam. If you take the first one, saha ayam. Ayam means this, saha means that. So that atma which was analyzed before as the meaning of the word Omkara is this self. This nearest self. Okay? I am Atma. And this self actually is what now? Adhyaksharam. Adhyaksharam is the word we find in the mantra. But phonology presents it as Adhyaksharaha. See the difference. The actual mantra presents the word Adhyaksharam. So Yamatma Adhyaksharam. That self is this Atma which is Adhyaksharam. Padmaji says Adhyaksharaha. Why? Because the word Atma is a masculine gender word. So he presents it as Adhyaksharaha. If you go and search for Adhyaksharaha in the mantra, you will not find it. But he presents it. Okay, it's a masculine gender word. Okay, why Atma is said to be Adhyaksharaha? What does it mean? Here, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself explains. Aksharam Adhikritya. Aksharam Adhikritya. Abhidhana Pradhanyena Varnyamanaha Adhyaksharam. What is Adhyaksharam? What is Adhyaksharaha? What does the word Adhyaksharam presented in the Upanishad mean? What does the word Adhyaksharaha presented by Panoliji in his commentary mean? Shankaracharya says, Aksharam Adhikritya Abhidhana Pradhanyena Varnyamanaha. Atma which is being described. Atma is described now. Atma is described. Atma is unfolded. So the nature of the Atma being unfolded, the Atma being described here is in terms of predominantly the syllable Om. Aksharam is what? A syllable. Aksharam means a syllable. Aksharam also means a letter. Because sound doesn't perish. Any sound is, any word is a letter. Every word is formed of letters. And every letter or a syllable, many sounds constitute the syllables also. So it is imperishable. Sound never dies, perishes. It goes back and resolves in thought. Thought resolves in its source. That's why nothing is disturbed. Form is not disturbed. Sound is not disturbed. Sound is knowledge. Expression of knowledge. That's why it's called Aksharam. Aksharam means a sound. Na ksharati iti aksharam. That which perishes is aksharam. That's why reality is also meant by the term aksharam brahma. Because it doesn't imperishable. So sound is imperishable as well. Therefore aksharam. Anyway, so here aksharam means a syllable. A syllable consisting of three sounds. Akara, ukara, makara. This aksharam. So here the analysis of this Atma in terms, predominantly in terms of the word, the syllable Om is said to be Atma which is described, the inquiry into the nature of the Atma which is done here in terms of predominantly the syllable Om. Therefore, it's called what? Adhyaksharam. Atma is said to be Adhyaksharaha. Nothing. The analysis of the Atma based on the syllable Om. Therefore, it's called Adhyaksharaha. That's all.
Akshara is syllable.
Yeah.
So, what is Adhya?
Adhi means pertaining to. The Adi Swamiji is like a prefix, okay? It always means pertaining to. See, Adhyatma, Adi Daiva, Adi Bhautika. Adi comes, Adi means pertaining to. So, Adhyaksharaha Atma. So, that Atma, this self, is now being described, or is the nature of which is unfolded, in terms of, predominantly in terms of the syllable Om. Therefore, it is said to be, this description of the Atma is described as said to be Adhyaksharaha Atma, whose unfoldment is done in terms of the syllable, analysis of the syllable Om. Is Adhyaksharaha or Adhyaksharam. So Shankaracharya says, Adhikritya Abhidhana Pradhanyena. Abhidhana Pradhanyena means predominantly in terms Pradhanyena, predominantly Abhida in terms of the name, which is the syllable Om. Okay, Adhyaksharaha Atma. Then next question asks, Kim punaha tadaksharam? What is that syllable? What is that word which is a single syllable? Kim tadaksharam? What is that syllable? The one word.
345.
What is that word, the single syllable? Okay, which is based on which the analysis of the Atma is presented here. Omkaraha, that syllable is Om. Omkaraha. Sahayam Omkaraha. Now he's explaining further. Shankaracharya explains. So, because the word we saw already, Adhimatram, he explained already. You're going to see now. Sahayam Atma Adhyaksharam, we understood. Next word is what? And that syllable is Om. Abhidhanam, the name, the word is the syllable Omkaraha. Then what is Adhimatram? The word Adhimatram comes in the mantra. So he explained now. Soyam Omkaraha Padashaha Pravijyamanaha Adhimatram. Pravijyamanaha. That Omkara is again divided into four components. Sahayam Omkaraha Padashaha Pravijyamanaha. Omkara also divided into four components in keeping with the four padas of the Atma. Padashaha. Again, that Atma, look at this, Adhimatram, the same Atma, again being divided into four quarters. In terms of the four sounds, the four aspects, the four components of the Omkara, is said to be Adhimatraha. Only he says Adhimatraha. Mantra presents the word Adhimatram. This Atma alone is said to be Adi Adhyaksharaha. Atma is said to be Adhimatraha. So analysis of the Atma predominantly in terms of the word, the syllable Om, is Adhyaksharaha. The same analysis of the Atma in terms of these four padas, in keeping with the four aspects of the Omkara, is said to be Adhimatraha. Adhimatraha. Okay. Shankaracharya explains here, Matram Adhikritya Vartate Iti Adhimatram. Matram Adhikritya Vartate Iti Adhimatram. She says Adhimatraha. So this analysis of the Atma, which is divided into four quarters, east is in keeping with the four components of the Omkara. It's said to be Adhimatraha. Adhimatraha. So Adhimatram, Katham, how is it possible? How is the Atma divided into four quarters is analyzed in keeping with the four components of the Omkara. Therefore, he is explaining further. Katham Atmanaha ye padaha. Those which four quarters of the Atma alone are equated to what? Omkarasya matraha. Omkara has four matras, four components. Atma is presented here as having, the one having four quarters. Ye padaha atmanaha. The quarters, the four quarters are of Atma and the four matras are the components of Omkara. Kaha taha. What are those? What are those four components? What are those? Actually, silence is not mentioned here. What are those? Kaha taha matraha. What are those matras? Silence is not mentioned because silence, you can't talk about it. So he says, akara, ukara, makaraha iti. So akara, ukara, makara, these three sounds which constitute the sound om, you know, are the components. So based on which these four parts of the Atma are going to be analyzed. So padaha matraha, matraha padaha. These four quarters of the Atma are nothing but four components of the Omkara. Four components of Omkara, nothing but four padas of the Atma. They are the same. Even though their Atma's quarters symbolize forms, Omkara's components symbolize sounds, they're inseparable. Because word and its meaning are inseparable. With this, eighth mantra's meaning is over. Eighth mantra's explanation itself is over. All that the eighth mantra says is what? That's how Omkaraha and Atma are one and the same. Atma alone is Adhyaksharaha. Atma alone is Adhimatraha. Because the analysis of the Atma is predominantly in keeping with, based predominantly in terms of the analysis of the name, word, Om. Therefore it is Adhyaksharaha. And the analysis of the Om, the four parts of the Atma, are predominantly in terms of the analysis of the four components of the Omkara. It is called Adhimatraha. Four matras of Om. So just technical. Nothing. This mantra present only that much. Therefore, four padas of the Atma are four components of the Omkara. Four matras are Omkara. Are nothing but four padas of the Atma. Matraha and padaha are not different. Padaha stands for forms. Matraha stands for names. And names and forms are inseparable. Padas and matras are inseparable. Therefore, Om and Atma are inseparable. Okay. Now, we are going to see the ninth mantra. Mantra will cover very quickly. Okay. We'll come and stop. Why? No, why? After 11th mantra, we'll take time. We'll go on and on and on. We'll take time. 10th, 9th, 8th mantra finished in one class. two minutes you finished the 8th mantra. Tatra visheshanaya maha kriyate. Now Shankaracharya wants to make it very clear. He says, visheshanaya maha kriyate. Visheshanaya maha means what? Specific rule. Specific condition is made here. Okay, tatra means regarding how these padas in stating how padas are matras, matras are padas. You can't say any sound cannot be equated to any pada of the Atma. Any sound, now I want to take Ukara as Vishwa. No. Okay, there's a rule, specific rule laid here, which sound of Omkara should be equated to which pada of the Atma. The specific rule is laid here. Visheshanaya Mahakriyate. Okay. Jagar, 9th mantra, I am reading now. Still the same page. Jagaritasthano Vaishwanaraha. Let us not break it. Jagaritasthano Vaishwanarokaraha. Jagaritasthano Vaishwanarokaraha. Jagaritasthano Vaishwanarokaraha. Vaishwanarokaraha. Prathama matra jagaritasthano vaishwanarokar prathama matra sthano vaishwanarokar prathama matra. Until then let us try to say, okay, together. Jagaritasthano vaishwanarokarah prathama matra. Jagaritasthano vaishwanarokarah prathama matra. Sthano vaishwanarokarah prathama matra. Apteradimatvad vapnoti. Vadvapnoti Havai Sarvan Kaman Havai Sarvan Kaman. Now how do you say? Apteradimatvadvapnoti Havai Sarvan Kaman. Teradimatvadvapnoti havai sarvan kaman. Adischa bhavati yayevam veda. Now, how you should read it correctly? Jagaritasthano vaishvanarokarah prathama matra. Tasthano vaishvanarokarah prathama matra. Apteradimatvadvapnoti havai sarvan kaman. Radimatvadvapnoti havai sarvan kaman. Apteradimatvadvapnoti havai sarvan kaman. Teradimatvadvapnoti havai sarvan kaman. Adischa bhavati ya evam veda. Okay, this one mantra itself Upanishad presents many things. Jagaritasthanaha Vaishwanaraha is the word used, not the Vishwaha. So Vaishwanaraha is inclusive of Vishwa. Vaishwanaraha means Virat. So Vaishwanaraha, the Vishwa, Jagarita Sthanaha, obtaining in the waking state, associated with the waking state, okay, here is Prathama Matra Akaraha. Akaraha is the Prathama Matra. The first matra, the first component of Omkara is Akaraha. Akaraha is equated to Vaishvanaraha, obtaining in the waking state. Experience obtaining in the waking state. Therefore, Akara, that one sound A, the entirety of the gross manifestation is loaded. A means the whole waker, waking experience and the waking universe. Yeah, everything. Everything is Akara. Akara stands for the entirety of the gross manifestation. We say gross manifestation, we can never talk about the universe without the waker being there. The waker experiencer, the experience, the waking experience, and experienced gross universe obtaining in the waking state. All three are loaded in one Akara, which is Prathama Matraha. Now, in this mantra, only Akara is analyzed, discussed. And this Akaraha, immediately, an Acharya, the mantra itself wants to say, how is it possible to equate this one sound, A, vowel sound, A, to, how is it possible to equate it to the whole Jagrita Sthana? So, Upanishad gives the equation. Aptehe Adimatvadva. The two reasons are given. Aptihi means pervasiveness. Vyaptihi, aptihi means the same. Aptihi, pervasiveness. Because of the all pervasiveness of Akara. Why? Because Akara being the first and the foremost of the sounds, Akara is there very much in all the sounds which come later on. There's no sound which does not involve Akara. If Akara is the all pervasive. You make any sound, you have to open your mouth first. Ah has come already. There's no sound which does not include the vowel sound A. Not English A, okay? A. A. Therefore, Akara is all pervasive. Aptehe means because of the nature of all pervasiveness of Akara. It is, you know, it is equated to this Jagrita Sthanam. One reason. Adimatvat. Second reason is what? Adimatva. Akara has the status of being the first and the foremost of all the sounds. Okay. Therefore, two reasons. All pervasiveness is one reason, and this is having the status of being the first. Adimattvam. It has Adimattvam. Adihi means the first. So Adimattvam means having the status of being the first. Akara having the nature of all pervasiveness of all the sounds. Akara having the status of being the first of all the sounds. It is equated to the entirety of the gross manifestation, Vaishvanaraha. If a person, only this much, okay, and immediately Upanishad wants to tell us this can be taken, this echoing itself can be taken for meditation. It is a gradual progress, isn't it? So seeing Akara as Vaishvanara, meditating upon Vaishvanara upon Akara, this Akara Vaishvanara Upasanam. Akara Vaishvanara Upasanam is also immediately mentioned. So don't take Akara for granted. It has the status of the first of all the sounds, and being the first of all the sounds, no sound can be there without being pervaded by Akara, because all pervasiveness, this Akara is great, that is one sound is equated to the entirety of the gross manifestation, Vaishvanara, Vishwa, and the experience. Okay? Then, if a person, Yaha Evam Veda, one who meditates upon, Yaha Evam Veda means one who understands this, one who meditates upon this, you can't meditate without understanding. Understanding this equation, one who meditates upon this, repeatedly physics, okay, the whole Jagat is Akara. It's non-separate from Akara. And that person, it becomes a Saguna Upasanam. It's not a Guna Upasanam. Then, definitely, the person will have the benefit of Upasanam. If a person practices this Upasanam not as a highly qualified student, but as a mediocre student also, he practices this, definitely he'll enjoy the benefit. But always meditation, according to Swamiji, any meditation upon Omkara, Akara Vaishvanara Upasanam also is actually Omkara Upasanam only. Even though it's only the part of Omkara is taken. Akara Vaishvanara Upasanam also is Akara Pradhana Omkara Upasanam. It's also meditation upon Omkara, having the focus on only Akara and Vaishvanara. So as a spiritual aspirant, a person practices meditation with the Purusharta Nischaya, then definitely this meditation will give, apart from the result it is mentioned here. What general effect it is said here? Sarvan Kaman Apnoti. The meditator will get all his desires fulfilled. Means what? He gets all objects of desire. Sarvan Kaman Apnoti. As a result of practicing this meditation, one can enjoy all his objects of desires. Because always meditating upon Virat. Virat is nothing but objects. Seeing Virat as Ishvara. And seeing that Virat is not outside of Akara, which is Ishvara. This bless a person with the fulfillment of desires for objects, time-bound objects. Sarvan Kaman Apnoti. Then Adischa Bhavati. He becomes the first in the society. How? We'll see in the commentary of Adi Shankaracharya. This literal meaning of the mantra. We have seen the literal meaning of the mantra only here. If a person as a spiritual aspirant, he practices this, his upasanam will be nishkama upasanam. Apart from the fulfillment of his desires for objects, apart from becoming the first in the society, he will also have the spiritual growth in terms of Antakarna Shuddhi, Antakarna Naishchalyam he will have. He will have his qualifications required for the Atma Jnanam in terms of Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Naishchalyam. Mental purity and mental steadiness also. If it is a Nishkama Upasanam, if we focus only on time-bound ends, oh, I want to get all my fulfilled, get my objects of desire, of course he will get the desire, he will not get Naishchalyam and Shuddhi. This is the difference between Nishkama, Sakama, Upasanam. The same meditation. Now, let us see what Shankar Bhagavatpada explains, how he explains this mantra. So, alright, we'll see that now. We can relax until the 10th mantra, Swamiji. Jagaritas, okay, page number 346 for both English and Jagaritasthano Vaishwanaraha. See, Jagaritasthanaha Vaishwanaraha. Vaishwanaraha, the experiencer obtaining in the waking state, associated with the waking state, the gross manifestation is Vaishwanaraha. Yaha, saha, Omkarasya akaraha prathama matra. So Vaishwanaraha alone is equated to here akaras, Omkarasya akaraha. Akara component of Omkara, the first matra. Akaraha, the first matra, the first component of Omkaraha, akaraha. And Om Akara is, Akara stands for the Vaishwanaraha, who is associated with the waking state. Jagratasthanaha Vaishwanaraha yaha saha Omkarasya Akaraha Prathama Matra. Same mantra is little, with more explained by Shankaracharya. Kena Samanyena. With what similarity? Kena samanyena. What is the samanyam? You as Shankaracharya explains, okay? Kena samanyena. With what similarity? Here you say the winter Vaishwanaraha is symbolized by akara. Akara, the first component, first matra of Omkara stands for the Vaishwanaraha. Obtaining in the waking state, associated with the waking state means on what basis, with what similarity, kena samanyena, with what similarity, or with what common feature, with what common characteristic, it symbolizes the Vaishwanara. So Shankaracharya says, aptihi. See the word aptehe in the mantra? Aptihi. Aptihi is equal to aptehe. That word aptehe Shankaracharya takes. Aptehe is equal to aptihi. Aptihi means what? Vyaptikaranena. Because of the reason of all pervasiveness. Vyapti karanena, vyaptihi eva karanam. Pervasiveness is the reason why akara is equated to Vaishwanara. Why Vaishwanara is loaded on akara. Because of the reason of pervasiveness. Already explained, akara pervades all sounds. Now he says, sarvaha vag vyaptaha. Sarva vag vyapta. All words are all nothing but sounds, and all sounds are totally pervaded by the sound A. Because to utter any sound, you have to open the mouth, and any word is nothing but consisted of many sounds. Therefore, all the words, all the sounds are pervaded by akara. Sarva vagvyapta, and for which Aitreya Aranyakam. The sixth mantra, the third section of the second chapter of Aitreya Aranyakam, presents a beautiful quotation, very nice quotation to remember, Swamiji. Akaro vai sarvavak. Every word is nothing but akaraha. Every word is in and through pervaded by the sound A. Akaro vai sarvavak. Iti shrutehe. See, this statement from Aitreya Aranyakam also states the same fact that A happens to be the first and the foremost of the sounds, is all pervasive. Therefore, every word is pervaded by the sound A. Tatha Vaishvanarena Jagat. Now, what similarity here now? Similarly, the entire gross world of gross forms is pervaded by Vaishvanaraha. So the experiencer consciousness pervades the experienced gross forms. Just as illuminator light pervades the illumined opaque things, Swamiji. Experiencer obtained the waking state pervades all experienced worlds. Therefore, he says the reason is Tatha Vaishvanarena Jagat. This Jagat means this gross universe obtaining in the waking state is nothing but constituted of gross forms which are pervaded by Vaishvanara. A simple thing. Experienced form doesn't exist outside of the experiencer. That's all. Therefore, it's pervaded. If we say light pervades to opaque, means opaque doesn't exist outside of the light. That's all. Similarly here, the experiencer, of course, experiencer is consciousness. This consciousness is not the experiencer. So the experiencer, the Vaishvanaraha, the Vishwaha, actually pervades the entire gross universe of gross forms. Therefore, Vaishvanarena Jagat. Just as every word is pervaded by akara, every form of the gross universe is pervaded by Vaishvanara. This is the similarity. This is the common feature, common characteristic between akara and Vaishvanara. Therefore, it is okay to equate. That's the idea. Tasyaha va etasya atmanaha Vaishvanarasya murdhaiva sutejaha. Again, one more quotation from Chandogya Upanishad. And this first is akarove sarvavak, the quotation to support akara being all pervasive of all the words. And that, so the second quotation from Chandogya Upanishad is to say that Vaishvanara pervades the entire world of gross objects. Tasya hava etasya atmanaha Vaishvanarasya murdhaiva sutejaha. See, sutejaha. Sutejaha here means the heaven. Heaven is also part of the gross universe only. Even though for us it is subtle, but you don't know, unknown. Then unknown or the known, all of them come under the category of the gross manifestation only. the universe. Because anything known is grass. Knowable is also grass. Therefore, Sutejaha means the heaven, the effulgent heaven. Sutejaha means effulgent heaven is the head of Vaishvanara. Etasya tasya etasyava atmanaha Vaishvanarasya murdhayeva Sutejaha. What does it mean? His head is the heaven means the whole body is in the form of 14 worlds. In Vaishvanara pervades all the forms. The whole gross universe is the form of Vaishvanara. Vaishvanara alone is here in the form of all the forms. Means Vaishvanara remains pervading all the forms. So Vaishvanara is all pervasive of all the gross forms which constitute this gross universe. His head is the heaven. His feet are the earth. And you can imagine everything is the whole. The whole jagat is personified as Vaishvanara. Vaishvanara is given a form now. Macrocosmic being. Pervades. So because of this similarity in terms of the nature of pervasiveness, it is appropriate to equate Akara to Vaishvanara. Akara can be the symbol of Vaishvanara. One more thing is here, no? Abhidhana abhidheyayoho ekattvam cha avochama. Shankaracharya says, we have to include one more here. The word Adi is there, we have to see later on. Shankaracharya, quietly, he reminds us of what he had already said. Avochama, already we have mentioned this. What is that? Abhidhana abhidheyayoho ekattvam. When, we have to remember, when the first two mantras, when Omkara was introduced in the very first mantra, and Atma was introduced in the very second mantra, then itself, the Omkara and Atma being one and the same. Omkara being the word, Atma being the meaning of the word Om, their oneness has been already mentioned in the very introduction of the first two mantras. So Shankaracharya reminds us, abhidana abhidheyayoho ekattvam cha avochama. Oneness of the inseparable oneness of the word abhidhanam and the meaning abhideya has been already mentioned when these two mantras were introduced. In these two mantras, Atma and Omkara were introduced, then itself made it very clear. Okay, next is Adihi. Now the word Adihi, what next aspect which is, the two reasons are given for equating Omkara to this Vaishvanara. Second is this Adihi. Adihi asya vidyate. Ityadi. Mat yatha eva adimat akarakhyam aksharam. So this akarakhyam aksharam, this sound known as akara has the status of being the first of all the sounds. Tatha eva, similarly, Vaishvanaraha tasmadva samanyad akaratvam vaishvanasya. So also by tathaya vaishvanaraha, see, just as the sound known as akara has a status of being the first of all the sounds. So also Vaishwara also has a status of being the first of the three. Why? Because what is the outermost manifestations? See, in understanding the truth, we always, the spiritual journey has to begin from the grossest. The known to the unknown. Isn't it? Grossest is the known. Ayanti has to begin with the gross body only. The experience of the world also begins with the gross only. Therefore, Vaishwanara also has the first place in the analysis. Therefore, it is appropriate to equate Akara to Vaishwanara, Vaishwanara to Akara. Tatha eva Vaishwanaraha. Similarly, Vaishwanara is the first of all the four padas. Vaishwanara is the first of the four padas. Therefore, it's appropriate to equate. Tasmadva samanyat. So, because of this similar common feature, akaratvam Vaishwanarasya, Vaishwanara has the status of being equated to Akara. Okay? Akara is, Vaishwanara is said to be Akaraha. After this, you will never forget. Akara means only Vaishwanara, Vaishwanara means Akara. So much you have seen this. Tad ekatva vidaha. Now, the person who understands how Vaishwanara is Akara only, Akara is Vaishwanaraha, what is the similarity? What is actually conveyed by this? The person who understands this, that he meditates upon this, for him, Phalam Aha. Mantra also mentioned the benefit. Leave alone full Omkara Upasanam. You started this, if you think until tomorrow morning, you are in what now? Akara Vaishwanara Upasanam will bless a person with some benefit. What is that? Apnoti. Apnoti is a very nice verb. Gains, attains. Attains means immediately we'll all wake up. What? What do we get? That's why the verb is first mentioned. Apnoti. He gets. Getting something means we are all interested. Aren't we? Immediately, yes. What do we get? What does he get? Havai sarvan kaman. The first benefit is what? He get all his objects of desire. I should not say he will get all his desires fulfilled. No. He'll get all his desired objects. Then he'll attain moksha or what? That's not possible. That's what sarvan kaman apnoti. He'll get all his lollipops. Prathamascha bhavati. Prathamascha bhavati. He becomes the first. Among whom? Mahatam. He becomes one of the many great people, or he becomes the first among the great people. The two ways of saying, isn't it? Yaha evam veda yada uktam ekatvam veda ityartha. See, idam veda means what? One who really understands the oneness. Oneness of what? Akara being Vaishwanara, Vaishwanara being non-separate from Akara. One who understands this, that person has this benefit of being one among or one of the great people. With this, ninth mantra is also over. Now we have to enter into the 10th mantra. I thought of completing all this 10th also, Samaji. Anyway, it's okay. Let us see 10th mantra now. Swapnasthanastaijasa
ukaro.
I'll repeat it one by one, okay? Swapnasthanastaijasa
ukaro.
Dvitiya matra.
Swapnasthanastaijasa
ukaro. Dvitiya matra.
Swapnasthanastaijasa
ukaro. Dvitiya matra.
Swapnasthanastaijasa
ukaro.
Dvitiya matra.
Swapnasthanastaijasa
ukaro.
Dvitiya matra.
Utkarshadubhayatvad.
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 Shadubhayatvad.
Va
utkarshati.
Together,
votkarshati.
Votkarshati.
Utkarshadubhayatvad.
Votkarshati.
Utkarshadubhayatvad.
Votkarshati.
Utkarshad.
Ubhayatvad.
Utkarshadubhayatvad.
Karshadubhayatvad.
Votkarshati.
Saha.
Sorry. Havai.
Jnanasantatim.
Samanascha bhavati.
Nasya
brahma vitkule bhavati.
Nasya
brahma vitkule
bhavati.
Ya evam veda.
Swapnasthanastaijasa
ukaro.
Dvitiya
matra.
Swapnasthanastaijasa
ukaro.
Dvitiya
matra.
Let us have a break there, Samji, so it will be easy for you to read.
Swapnasthanastaijasa
ukaro.
Dvitiya matra.
Sthanastaijasa
ukaro.
Dvitiya
matra.
Utkarshadubhayat.
Dvotkarshati.
Utkarshadubhayatvad.
Dvotkarshati.
Utkarshadubhayatvad.
Dvotkarshati.
Utkarshadubhayatvad.
Dvotkarshati.
Havai
jnanasantatim
samanascha
bhavati.
Havai
jnanasantatim
samanascha
bhavati.
Now,
utkarshadubhayatvadvotkarshati
havai jnana santatim.
Utkarshadubhayatvadvotkarshati
havai jnana santatim.
Until then you have to have, okay, second line.
You are chanting it.
Swapnasthanastaijasa
ukaro
dvitiya matra.
Sthanastaijasa
ukaro
dvitiya matra.
Until then one small pass.
Utkarshadupay
ubhayatva
dvotkarshati
havai
jnana santatim.
Utkarshadubhayatva
dvotkarshati
havai
jnana santatim.
Next.
Samanascha bhavati.
Samanascha bhavati.
Nasya brahma
vitkule bhavati.
Sya
brahma vitkule
bhavati.
Ya evam
veda.
Ya evam
veda.
Got it?
Just because it's, there's no break.
but I am some still tied to break somewhere so that you'll be able to chant it. It's not like other mantras which we have it, isn't it? Okay. Anyway, swaprastha, if we tell the meaning, it'll be much easier to, afterwards chanting also be easier. Swaprasthanaha taijasaha. Swaprasthanaha taijasaha. See, here instead of using the word Vishwa, there Vaishwanaha, here he doesn't use the word Hiranyagarbha. Taijasaha, mantra itself uses. Taijasaha, associated with dream state, or identified with the dream state, or obtaining in the dream state, is Dvitiya Matraha Ukaraha. Is equated to here Ukara, the second matra, which means Ukaraha, the second matra of Omkara, is equated to this Taijasaha, associated with the gross, the subtle universe, obtaining in dream state. Swapnasthanaha. And why? There is some reason. Utkarshat. One reason is Utkarshat. Very interesting. Know the word Samji. Utkarshaha is a noun. Utkarshaha means exaltedness, superiority. The sound O in the word Utkarsha itself implies exaltedness. Exaltedness, superiority, greatness. Utkarshat, due to the greatness, due to the exaltedness, due to the superiority of this Ukara, is equated to by this Taijasa. And Taijasa is also equally exalted. Taijasa also has the exaltedness, superiority. Then one more thing. Ubhayatvat. Ubhayam means what? Being in the middle. This Taijasaha also is in the middle of Pragyaha and Vishwaha. And Ukara also is in the middle of Makara and Akaraha. So having the status of being in the middle of Akara and Ukara, Akara and Makara, and having this, Taijasaha has a sense of being in the middle of Pragya and Vishwa. Therefore, they again, this is a similar feature, common feature. Because of these two reasons, it is possible to, have Ukara as a symbol, or being identical with Taijasaha. So, Utkarshat Ubhayatvat, these two words present the common features between Ukara and Taijasaha. Thereby, how it is possible to equate, that is what is mentioned. Utkarshaha Ubhayatvam, these two words present the common features of Taijasa and Ukaraha. Then, Jnana Santatim Utkarshati Samanaha Bhavati Asyakule Abhamvitna Bhavati. Three words present the benefit of practicing meditation. With meditation, Taijasa Ukara Upasam. Ukara Taijasa Upasanam. Ukara Taijasa Upasanam. See, you cannot meditate upon something which is understanding. Understanding what Ukara stands for, what Vaishwanara, what this Taijasa means, and how they are the same, how they have similar features. Understanding Ukara and Taijasa, practicing meditation upon this Ukara and Taijasa, Practicing Tejasa Ukara Upasanam will bless a person with what? Jnana Santatim Utkarshati. Jnana Santatim Utkarshati. Jnana Santatihi means, Swamiji, the extension of knowledge. The range of knowledge becomes wide. I mean, this person will be blessed with intel, tremendous intelligence, blessed with abundance of knowledge. That's the meaning. One meaning. Then samanascha bhavati, he will become the same to all. Becoming the same to all means what? Being acceptable for all the people. Being acceptable for all the people means he will not have any enmity. That's the meaning. And in his family also there will not be ignorant person. Abrahma vita kulena bhavati. There will not be any ignorant person. The person who is ignorant of the truth in his family means all the people will be wise people or what? In his family. That's the meaning. This is the 12 meaning you have seen. We'll see the Bhashyam tomorrow. No time. Okay? Was it clear today? Now simple, so we can go faster. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.